Well, that was a waking up. I'm going to be reading out of Colossians 2 for you, Ron. Starting at verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Let us pray. Dear Lord, build in us strength to be faithful to your word. May joy overflow with thankfulness. Amen.
Amen. How many reasons are there to bless the Lord? 10,000. Only 10,000? Matt Redman wrote this song, and he wrote in a devotional, "Think about the world of nature for just a moment. As of now, scientists have described over 1.7 million species of animal, plant, and algae on Earth. Mammals make up one of the smallest groups with less than 6,000 members known. For insects, on the other hand, we're aware of about 1 million different species. And in all categories, there are more species becoming known every year. In fact, some places like the depths of the ocean, we've hardly even begun to explore, and there are countless more species to find and identify. But let's stick for a moment to those 1.7 million species we know of so far. I think we could safely say that every kind of plant, animal, or other living thing created by God is a reason for his praise. So 10,000, that's kind of small. But let's stand and sing about the many, many reasons, 10,000 being just the smallest handful, but the many, many different reasons we would have to bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
Love.
Have a seat. Children, this is the time in the service for the children's moment. So find your way up here and find a safe place to sit.
I need some help this morning. I need to know what it means to be a servant. Is there anybody that can tell me what does it mean to serve? What does it mean to serve? Well, you know what? I thought maybe a good way would be for you guys to serve a little bit. So I brought some chocolate chip cookies from home. You are going to be the servants, and you are going to take a napkin and a cookie, and someplace out there in the audience, you're going to serve this to them. So come and get them and go. It can be anybody you want. Don't take a bite out of it first. Somebody else. Did I say have a cookie yourself? No, I didn't say that, did I? I let you have a cookie, smell them, and then take it and give it to somebody else. To be a servant is to serve somebody else, not yourself. To help other people. Anthony, did you get here in time to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I didn't see you beforehand. Well, you know that Jesus was a servant. And I'm going to read you from Philippians, and it tells you about Jesus. It says, Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing. We all know what nothing is. He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Now, not too long ago, we celebrated Jesus' birth. Where was Jesus born?
Come on!
Where was Jesus born?
Bethany.
Now, let's get a little more specific.
In a barn.
In a barn. Now, what do we usually find in a barn?
Animals like pigs, horses.
Yeah, animals like pigs and horses and all kinds of things. But you see, that place was a proper place for Jesus to be born, because he came not to be a king. You know, he's God's son. He came from heaven, and he came down to our level. And so it was important that when he came, that he started out in that servant role. Now, we have some servants in our midst, actually. You know, you're going to be listening to Kayla talk today. And Kayla has been in she's been serving the people in Sierra Leone. That's where Scott and Robin are going, you know. And God puts on the heart of certain people special things, special ways that they can serve. And you want to think about that as yourself. Because God has a plan. And we keep telling you that. God has a plan for each one of you. And I hope you'll grow into it. Let's pray. Gracious Lord. We thank you for coming to this land. To come out of the glory of heaven, side by side with God, and become a servant here on earth so that we could learn the importance of being servants. Help us each one to think about that as we choose a path for ourselves. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jane. And the kids are going to return to their seats. As they do, we can stand and reach out and meet those around us. We'll continue singing in just a minute.
Held in your hands all my life. I feel afraid, I think I lost my way.
Seated. It's a beautiful day to gather together to worship the Lord. It's a beautiful day to do 100 other things. But for each one of us, we have chosen this is the better thing. And I trust that our Lord will be honored by our presence here today. Let us look to the Lord. Father, we truly thank you that we know you, that we can come out and worship you. And lift up to you the praise that is due no other. For you have solved the biggest problem in our life that we had no way of solving ourselves. We were all sinners. We're still all sinners. But for those of us who have believed in you, we rejoice that now we are sinners saved by grace. It is that tremendous message that gives us hope, that fixes our gaze upon you and what you would have us do in this life. And Lord, though that we may want to follow you always, we don't always do that. We still do things our own way, and it always ends badly. Lord, thank you for your promise of forgiving our sins if we confess them. But we don't want to spend all our time confessing our sins. We want to be spending our time rejoicing in our experience of you in our lives. How you bring us peace and joy. Lord, and that we are to share that with others, that they may see in us people that love you because you have first loved us. Lord, we've gathered here today to worship you and to lift you up. We've gathered to sing songs. We've gathered to listen to your word. But Lord, we've also gathered today to listen to Kayla and her story. Lord, we pray that you will use her words to strengthen our own hearts in our own resolve to be a better representative of you in life that we can truly make an impact on those around us. Be with us in this hour, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings.
But that just makes me feel like, you know, I just can't sit down and be quiet right now. You know, you just kind of got to give a shout out to the Lord or a hand clap or something. And whatever's in your heart, let's just go ahead and do that right now. Woo! In that same vein, it's an absolutely awesome privilege for us to be able to gather together as a family of believers and share our experiences of the week, of what God is doing in our life and how He has intersected, how He has touched us, and moving us forward with what His purpose is for each and every one of us. But how great is it to have someone who has asked us to partner with them as they go to the far reaches of the world to be able to make a difference for Jesus Christ. It's within that for most of us, Kayla Hatch needs no introduction. But in the same spirit that she is standing as a representative of Jesus Christ, let's give her the same kind of welcome we would the Lord. So please give your attention. Kayla, come and share with us.
Good morning. Oh, it's really, really good to be back with you guys. Out of all the churches that I come and speak to, I think you guys are my favorite, but don't tell anyone else. It's great to see so many familiar faces and faces that throughout the year I get emails and notes from and words of encouragement and support. So I just want to take a minute before I go and tell you everything that's happened in the past year in Sierra Leone. I just want to take a minute and really say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't be in Sierra Leone and doing what I do without you guys. I shared a little bit with Robin and Scott a few weeks ago. When I went back to Sierra Leone last year, I was about 70% funded.